Good morning and welcome to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley here with Julie Johnson. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Karin.
Parking was tough today, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
It's busy, busy, busy in downtown Stillwater. You know what? We've got a super busy show today.
Oh, we do? Well, I'm not ready for that.
I know. You just breezed in here and I said, go. And the green light or the red light came on and you're still breathing from the stairs.
Can our people get me some coffee?
Well, you're looking skinnier.
I am. You think so? Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Oh, you look wonderful, Karin. Did you do something to your hair?
No, I lost some poundage, too.
Good for you.
I know. See, I'm bringing my smart water.
I had to get one out of my car.
I broke down and had a glass of wine last night. I did. I 2 weeks with not drinking is really, really, really difficult.
Yes, I know.
Hello. My name is Karin. And
my liver is wondering why it's on vacation, but I haven't told it yet.
God, I'm telling you. I had to have one, so I said, you know what? What the heck? One's not going to kill me. It didn't kill me. Made me want to have two, but I didn't. Hey, Tim, I want to know what's happening with Savory's. I was walking up today, and it says there's an auction. They're done, closed, out of business.
They lost their lease. What does Tim know about it?
Well, that's not absolutely correct.
It isn't?
No.
Oh, that was the word on Facebook.
Right. There's a lot of rumors going around.
Oh, no, not in Stillwater.
Yeah, no, not in Stillwater.
There's no rumors.
That's one of the things that always irritates me when there's rumors going around. And there's a couple happening. I won't get into Dance Mom stuff, but it drives me nuts when people don't go to the source, you know, and then they continue to spread stuff, and you're just like, you know what, just go to the source. So I guess if we want to know what's happening with Savory's, who do we go to?
Savory's. Or you know what, I always say, just keep your mouth shut, give it a few days, and wait and see what happens. It doesn't matter. Talking about it doesn't do you anything.
That's just what I did with the Dance Mom stuff. I thought, you know what, I'm not even going to get into that. There's blogs happening all over, and I just went... You know what? It'll all pan out, and then we'll figure out what the truth is. But there's an auction at Savory's next Saturday, I saw. You can go view the stuff Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, and they must be auctioning off dishes and vases and tables and chairs, and oh my.
You and I could get a whole bunch more stuff we don't need.
I know. I'm telling you, I looked around the house this week in all of my energy-ness. I'm going, you should see my to-do list online. I want to show you this new to-do list place that I found.
Oh, that's great. That'll last... a week or two.
You absolutely hate when I do the no drinking diet because
I can't keep up.
I know. It's very, very fun. I feel good and I get skinny. I'm not as fun.
No.
But I get things done. Coming up in the show, we're going to have Donna from Country Charm Antiques here in Stillwater. They're doing a vintage fashion show coming up.
Neat.
So she's going to be talking about that. Kay Wilson from the Sun Bear Salon. She's calling in to talk about... Dan Smith walked in. That's who you really contact for the Savory's.
Oh, he's the hub of all Stillwater gossip.
He was the leaseholder on the Savory's.
Oh.
Ooh. Kay Wilson from Sun Bear Salon on her breast cancer benefit.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I should maybe get some pink extensions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And then we're going to have Elisa Bell from the Woodbury Community Foundation coming in about the event you and I were invited to at the Prom Center in Woodbury.
Yeah, and I can't go either.
I can't go.
I'm sad I can't go, but I'm happy I can't go because I will be in Ohio visiting my son.
Visiting your baby.
I'll be cooking.
He is Matt Johnson. Shout out to him. Where's the bell?
Oh, here it is.
Well, what are they doing? He's having a great year at Ohio State. I'm following him.
They're five games into it, so we'll see.
Well, still, it's a good start. I'm very, very happy.
It's a good start. There's lots of time to mess up.
No.
But it's a good start. So you know what? You take what you get and enjoy it while you have it. And
it's true. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
And then Viking Stadium talk is all the rage this week. So
Governor Dayton's playing hardball.
You're going to love this, too. John Creasel's going to call in, and he's the Republican who is taking sort of a... opposite stance of the Republicans on the Viking Stadium.
He's doing that on a few issues. Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting.
He's the House representative for my district, 57. Denny McNamara is actually mine, but John Creasel is the Cottage Grove area. So we're going to have John Creasel on talking about the stadium and what he thinks should be done. So that should be interesting, huh?
Yes.
I want to get our real estate blurb out there, because this is the first time I've seen you in so many days, which is why I brought you the Herberger's ad. Big sale at Herberger's today, and I know you're heading up
I'm
there.
I'm dying for the commercial break so I can just look at it.
You know what? All of their Keurig coffee makers are on sale, and I hope my parents aren't listening, because that's what they're getting for Christmas.
Oh.
Like 50% off.
I thought about getting one for Matt for Christmas. Hope he's not listening.
No, he's probably at practice.
Probably.
Big game tonight. But in real estate, we are launching right now officially.
Oh, geez, something else I didn't know about.
I know you didn't know about this officially. You and Susan are going to love me. We are going to be giving away an iPad to every single client who chooses to work with us.
We are?
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things. Like, you have to get pre-approved. You can't just come on in and say, I want to go look at houses with you, give me a free iPad. You got to be a legit buyer. There's a couple of criteria that...
Is there a time limit? Like, do you have to buy something in 5 years or less?
Yes, there's a time limit.
Good.
There is a time limit, right. And you don't... And well, it is... And we're going to preload the apps that you're going to need on the iPad for if you're buying, so which apps you should be using, so it's an easy... So we kind of give you all the information in your hands, send you on your way, and you get to do, because that's most buyers are doing that anyway. So
they
we're
are.
Like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Here's your iPad. Here's the best way to use it. We'll give you a little class. And then, and you still need the agent for a lot of things, for negotiations, for inspections.
Oh my gosh. All the questions we get, people just, it's really difficult for them to know how to interpret all the information. And the other thing to remember is a real estate agent is the only person other than an attorney who can legally draft binding contracts. So we are more than just people who drive around and look at houses.
I know. And, you know, there is so much information out there. And we don't want to be the keeper of the information. Just give it to the clients. Go on out there. And 60% of all real estate shopping is now done from a mobile device anyway. So,
but the thing is, people don't really know what they're looking at.
And you know what? They also, what is really important is, from both the seller and the buyer standpoint, is what is the right price for this house?
So exactly.
It could be listed at $400,000 and really only worth two.
Right. And that takes market information that we have access to. We know how to run the numbers, how to look at them and analyze them. We know the right questions to ask. We can call the other agents and appraisers and ask them questions. There's a lot that we bring to the table.
So that's the exciting news.
That is very exciting.
We're launching it right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Do you have like a case of iPads in your car or something?
Heck yeah. Yeah, I have a lot of iPads.
The other thing that's great about that is, you know, a lot of times we'll get a question from a buyer like, I'm looking at this house on this website and I don't understand what this means. And I, you know, we're not there next to them. We don't know what they're looking at. So if we're all looking at the same information from the same source in the same format, that's going to be so much easier for us.
Isn't it?
And for our clients.
Going to get them set up with their emails on there that we can drop homes in there and back and forth, and even have the video camera so we can Skype if they're like in front of a house and they can turn their iPad around and say, I want this one.
And let me guess, the wallpaper is going to be a picture of probably Karen Housley.
Hey, if we're giving it to them,
bonus.
And their little jacket on the outside of the iPad. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're going to be all
the brand out there.
We are also going to talk, well, we could probably talk about it right now because we've got just a couple minutes. I don't know if you saw my Facebook picture. You know the Occupy Wall Street?
The camp out and don't shower for days movement?
Mm-hmm, that one, the Occupy Wall. Let's blame Wall Street for all the problems of the world.
It's 99% because, you know, 1% is controlling all the money. Mm-hmm. What I love is the people I've seen interviewed who have quit their jobs to go protest.
Isn't that smart?
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting note, too, and this is not from any political website. This is from KSTP, the cost of Occupy Minnesota. And this story was posted on the 18th, so this was a few days ago. 10 days of protests for Hennepin County and Minneapolis police. The cost, Hennepin County says the cost have added up to more than $152,000, and the Minneapolis police is at $85,000. So as of last week, 10 days into it, it was at $250,000.
Just like that. And I wonder who's going to pay for that.
Well, all those protesters who are paying taxes. Mm. Oh. Well, they're paying sales tax, but all that goes to the legacy fund to make more bike trails. so they can bike down and protest. Here's something else I saw on the internet the other day that just really irritated me. Remember those three hikers that were held hostage? In,
yes.
Not hostage. Jailed in yep. Iran. And, how, you know, for how long did our country follow their story and work so hard to get them home? And then when they got off the plane, one of the fellas made some statements that I thought were pretty irritating. I really wanted to punch him, but
oh.
I thought I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's been in a prison for a few years. So now I look online and I find out that these two guys are joining the Occupy movement.
No.
Yeah. And I, what city is it in? Oakland.
Wow. Prison really, really did a number on them.
Well, you know what I'd like to say to these two is if this country is so messed up, leave. You've been right. in another country. How'd that work for you?
Right.
Canada's right just to our north. Go. You know what? I'll buy them a bus ticket. Somebody bring me those two clowns, and I will go buy them a bus ticket with my own money.
Thursday, St. Paul Pioneer Press in the local section had one of those cartoon things. And it was pretty much, you know what, forget Occupy Wall Street. Could we just occupy Main Street? There's so many vacancies now, mm-hmm. Savory's included. Could we just get our businesses back in business? Let's grow our businesses instead of worrying about what's going on Wall
Let's
Street.
Let's occupy some job openings.
Right.
Go to North Dakota. They need you. Not only that, and there are so many examples of this. People that I've personally run into and talked to. A guy who came to blow out our sprinkler system last weekend was telling us he's working 7 days a week. He's the owner of the company. He's working 7 days a week, can't hire enough people because they come and he interviews them, and he tells them what the job is, and they say, well, that's a lot of hard work, and I make enough on unemployment. I'm just going to do that.
I've heard that a few times, too.
Mm-hmm. Among college graduates, our unemployment rate is only 4.6% in this nation.
And that is our political moment of the day from Julie Johnson. Go on and on. Stay tuned. When we come back, we are going to talk with Donna from Country Charm Antiques and Kay Wilson from Sun Bear Salon about some exciting events coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley here with Julie Johnson. And Julie, there's a very, very, very fun fashion show happening in downtown Stillwater today.
Yay.
On the phone with us is Donna Denny from Country Charm Antiques. Hello, Donna.
Hi.
How are you? Tell us about what you have going on today, Saturday.
Well, today we are celebrating our fifth biannual vintage fashion show at Country Charm Antiques at Main Street, Stillwater. And we have many models that have done many of our shows. And this Saturday, our vintage show is all about the 40s and 50s clothing. My models go out on the street. They have escorts. They go down to the corner by the Dairy Queen and back to the shop, and they have just a wonderful time. One of our models is Marilyn Monroe lookalike, and her husband is a gangster from the same era. One of my retired dealers is acting as one of our escorts wearing vintage 50s clothing, all for sale in our shop after the show. We have 8 models. We have a guest, a guitar player that plays music while my models are out on the sidewalk, and they go through our shop, and they are absolutely fabulous. It's really fun to see, and it's a fun event in Stillwater in the fall that makes us all happy with the area.
And now, are all of these outfits that they're wearing, are they for sale?
Yes. They are all for sale in the store after the show, and currently vintage fashion is so popular with the young people. Mm-hmm. They love wearing the fashions. They're inexpensive, and they just are what is the current trend for sure.
Was everybody kind of skinny in the 40s and the 50s? I always look at those clothes, and they seem so tiny.
Mm-hmm,
oh, God, no. Our models range from very thin to you know, a little more well-endowed, so there are fashions in the vintage clothing that fit everyone, including myself.
you're tiny, Donna. How expensive are they?
Probably the top price runs around, the range is from $24 to $36.
No.
And that includes fashions and accessories and hats and gloves and... The gloves are, you know, you can pick up a pair of gloves for $6 in our store. and they're vintage, and they work really well. One of the things that we have a lot of interest in.
Uh-oh, we lost Donna.
Donna, where are you?
Oh, no. I wonder what happened. She must have been on a cell phone. We'll try and get Donna back. Also today, we'll just skip away from Donna, but I'm wondering if those clothes are itchy.
Why would they be itchy?
I don't know. I always sometimes think vintage clothes are itchy.
Well, a lot of things were made of wool in certain eras before they had like a lot of polyester and other kinds of fabric. So if you get wool, it might be itchy, but otherwise I don't think so.
I think that'd be kind of fun to see. That's a good price, isn't it? $24 to $36?
Yeah.
Whole outfit, it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't tell anybody, would you? Actually, you could just tell people it's vintage. You don't have to tell them you paid.
Then they'd think you were super cool.
Hello.
Yeah. You think I'd have a problem telling somebody I got a bargain on something? Heck no.
I guess we would look smart. Donna, you're back. I'm so excited. Vintage clothes, are they itchy?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
They're very soft fabric.
And now, what time are you doing this all day today?
We're doing it from 2 to 2 afternoon. Okay. And during the show, we'll be serving our famous carrot cake and coffee. And hope that everybody that comes has a wonderful time. And you're invited to come and take pictures or participate in our event. And we'll be happy to see everyone there.
Oh, Donna, thank you so much. I heard you have a Facebook page.
Yes, we do. Our Facebook page is www.countrycharmantiques.net, and there will be posting pictures of the fashion show right after the fashion show. So it'll be, if you miss it, you can take a look at it and take a look at our store and see what we have to offer.
And it's free, right?
Oh, it's absolutely free. We've been there for 20 years. I was just 69 this last birthday. So we're looking forward to having a really great time with all the young people and the vintage fashion and the fun of Stillwater in general.
Thank you so much, Donna Denny from Country Charm Antiques. We will see you later on this afternoon.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That sounds like fun.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah.
The carrot cake, though. Did she have to say carrot cake?
I blocked that part out.
Jeez.
No more carrot cake.
Okay, also happening tonight at the Elks. I want to talk about it because...
I know, you're dying to go to this, aren't you?
Yeah, because I am the president of Let's Go Fishing Stillwater.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about something else.
Oh, did you? Oh, no.
There was
something
else that was going on down there.
But oh, really?
What is going on at the Elks tonight?
Let's Go Fishing Appreciation Dinner. And it's at the Elks. And last week, I want to give a shout-out to... We were giving away those lend-a-hands to the people that called in.
Mm-hmm.
We had two winners, Daniel Wiesenmeyer from St. Paul. Daniel came in to pick up his lend-a-hand. He didn't know they were in my car. I needed to send it to Daniel. Daniel, you'll probably be getting it by Tuesday. And the other one is Victoria Klein from Plymouth.
Listening to us all the way from Plymouth.
I know.
Wow.
So if anybody, congratulations to Victoria and Daniel. Anyway, we have one more lend-a-hand to give away tonight at the Elks Let's Go Fishing Appreciation Dinner. We did Let's Go Fishing, all of the chapters in the state of Minnesota. We served 18,000 people this year.
That is a lot.
Isn't it? Free two-hour boating and fishing trips on different lakes and the St. Croix River. We ourselves here, actually there's 27 chapters. Our chapter served 1,000 people, and we don't even go out on Friday, Saturday, or Sundays.
Wow.
1,000 people.
That is really great.
I know. It was good, all of those volunteers that we had. So if you're interested at all in the Let's Go Fishing organization, come on up to the Elks tonight.
Even if you're not interested.
That's right.
Come on down.
Put your name in the hat for the lend-a-hand.
You just want something to do.
Yeah. Go to the Elks.
Yeah.
There's free dinner. Please text me or call me at 651-260-8905. 651-260-8905 if you are coming, because I got to up the numbers.
Oh.
Are you coming?
Is there carrot cake?
There could be. I could get a piece from Donna's shop and bring it up for you. I think there is dessert. Everybody's donated everything for the meal tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to the Elks Club and a bunch of other people. Kate Larson's going to be on later in the show. I forgot her. She's going to be talking about Cher and the Kardashians, probably some reality TV. Did you watch any TV this week?
Not really, no. But I did see a bunch of celebrity gossip somewhere. What did I see?
Oh, were you in the Cub food grocery line again?
No, Cub's quick. It's Rainbow where I get stuck. Rainbow and Woodbury, don't go there, especially on Wednesdays, unless you like to read the gossip magazines.
Okay, so Wednesday for Rainbow, free reading of gossip magazines.
That's
where
right.
You wait in long, long
no
line.
Guilt because they make you wait in line. You feel entitled to do it.
I watched in one night, Tuesday night, because, again, can't have any wine. I did a marathon of, I watched The Sing-Off. I watched Dancing with the Stars. I watched Castle. And then I watched the two new premieres of Tim Allen's show, Last Man Standing.
Oh, yeah.
And then Man Up came on right after it. I did watch Charlie's Angels premiere, and I could have told you in the first show that wasn't going to last. It only lasted four shows. I don't think Tim Allen's show is going to last. I didn't like it.
No. Mm-mm. I don't like Two and a Half Men. I just think it's gross. The jokes are gross. It's like, it's worse than teenage boy humor. I have a teenage boy, and he doesn't laugh at it anymore.
It's just that bad.
Every joke is about sex or bodily functions.
I'm sure Kate's going to talk about Demi and Ashton.
Oh, yep. Apparently, she's down to
98 pounds.
Yep, and she's anorexia, and she's going into treatment. Oh, huh. I don't want to spoil the surprise though. We'll hear it from Kate.
I hope she talks about Lindsay Lohan in court.
What's up with her teeth?
I don't know.
Those are meth head teeth.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I think that Man Up show might last. Man Up.
It really?
Was a, yeah. It was kind of. It kept me. You know what I love is in these shows that you know the commercials. I fast forward through all the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during the shows, they always have, like, those little things pop up.
Yeah. There. I don't mind those because it's kind of like multitasking. Otherwise, I read something while I watch TV because it's, I don't know, I need more to do. But sometimes they tweak the writing, too. I remember when Cougar Town first started, the first one or two shows, I was like, ooh, I want to like it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And then the writing got really good.
Oh, it did?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great show. Very funny. So, who knows? Maybe it'll get better.
Well...
Revenge is still the best.
Revenge is
glued to the TV
saw
when that's on.
On iTunes, you could go in and buy the whole season for like $39 if you missed any. You can buy it $2.99 an episode, 1, 2, 3, and 4 if you missed them. Pardon me?
It's free online.
Oh, it's free and on demand?
Yeah. If you're a Comcast customer or I have Dish,
it is?
You just sign up for internet access to your... to your account, and you can sit at your computer and watch so many shows, or if you just check with your remote. But I think Revenge is an ABC show. ABC.com, you can watch almost all of their shows, like the last 5 episodes, right there on your iPad in the bathtub.
Well, I'm a little mad at Apple right now, and I'm sorry about Steve Jobs and everything, but they got this new update.
Mm-hmm.
I am telling you, I spent 6 hours on Wednesday trying to update my iPad and my iPhone. I haven't done them in like 6 months, which is probably my fault. But holy.
I don't update because every time I update, my husband updates my cell phone, it works. It's like has all these weird glitches. I wish it was back to how it was when I first got it.
I know. I'm a little, and it's still not right. I still don't have the updates. So, all right, I'm going to go to ABC.com and get those things in a heck
with
the iPad trying to watch that. Although we're giving away free iPads.
And they're wonderful.
They're wonderful. They'll all be updated. You'll have all the latest gadgets. You'll be good to go. Joining us on the phone is Kay Wilson from the Sun Bear Salon. She has a fun event coming up. Kay, are you there?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I am good. Tell us about your breast cancer event.
Actually, it's Sunrise Salon. There's two in White Bear, sorry.
Oh, it's Sunrise Salon. I'm so
That's
sorry.
Okay.
Sunrise Salon. We'll say that 3 times. Sunrise Salon, Sunrise Salon, Sunrise Salon. There, got it. And it's Kay Wilson. I love your name.
Yes, and I'm doing it because, as everyone knows, it's October is Breast Cancer Month. And I have done feathers in your hair that are real popular, and I just decided that I would purchase some real human hair extensions that are bright pink and sell them through the month of October. And as I got into it, I had a client that's wife got breast cancer, and they have 3 beautiful little children. And I decided I would have most of the proceeds go to their family and make it be a small town, small community thing.
Oh.
And it's been super popular.
Very has cool. it?
Yeah.
How much is it?
It's $15 for one strand, and I put it in with a little bead. It stays for 8 to 10 weeks. But really, we're just wearing them through the month of October. So when you go to the grocery store and see someone with it, everyone knows that they're helping the small town families, so it's pretty nice.
Is it a lot of families or just this one family?
Just one family I decided to give to. I've supported Susan G. Coleman for years. My sister mm-hmm. had it, and I just decided that I wanted to go the small town way.
Sometimes that's nice, you know, so everybody who gets them knows exactly who's benefiting.
Yeah, and it's really been popular, and I just call them all my little angels, and it's been 4-year-olds up to, I had a lady the other day, 78 years old. She's wearing the pink
gosh.
Hair, so it's an all-age thing.
I think I have to go in and get one of those. I think that would be cool, because I'm not a feather person. Oh, which was on that new Tim Allen show. The wife went and got the feathers in her hair, and it was like, okay, yes, you are too old lady for the feathers. But
well, the daughter had pink hair.
Yeah, the daughter. Look at she watched it, too. But a pink hair extension for a reason makes sense.
Yeah, well, it's kind of nice. I'm 52 years old, and it's nice to be able to wear something like that and have a reason.
Yeah.
And I would like people to ask me, why do you have that in your hair? And it's
exactly.
It's really been fun.
I think you could wear it into November. I'd wear it for the full 8 to 10 weeks.
That's what I was just going to say. We were going to make it probably go into November because, you know, it doesn't go away.
It doesn't. That's right. I think you should make it a year-round thing, Kay. You know, each year you benefit a different. You will be the go-to person for the pink hair extensions that you won't be able to do anything else.
You can cover a lot of diseases.
Yeah, that's right. Just stick to October and November. Do you have a Facebook page?
No, I don't.
How can people get a hold of you?
777-9554 is the number for my shop, and it's County Road E and 120.
County Road E and 120, and it's 777-9554.
Yes.
I'm going to put it on our Facebook page today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling in, Kay. We'll come in. Julie
Thank
and I'll come
you.
In for our pink hair extensions. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much. Have a nice day.
You too. We'll see you later. Oh, that's very cool. Huh?
That is very cool. What a great idea. And you're right, it is nice to know that it's going somewhere local. It's not going to go to some huge organization. And your small donation that, you know, is what you can afford is going to get eaten up with administration and all that kind of stuff. That's really neat.
I like that. I would wear a pink one. That'd be
too.
The only one I would wear. All right, maybe we should do it just so we can get a picture. Put it on our face. Maybe we should run over there today.
And put it right up front.
That's a good idea.